Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This happened on the eastern side of El Paso. We were told by CBP officials that there were several hundred migrants that essentially overwhelmed a number of Texas National Guard soldiers. All of these migrants were taken into Border Patrol custody, and they are right now being processed by Border Patrol. They were put on buses. We're not exactly sure what instigated this. We were told by Border Patrol officials here in this region that there hasn't been any kind of sign of rising tensions between migrants and Border Patrol officials and National Guard soldiers.
That was, by any journalistic standards, the video of the day that should have led every newscast, but did not end up hardly anywhere. So CNN covered a little bit. Fox did, of course. Nobody else did. CBS had a few seconds of it. I just saw it on NBC today. They didn't cover it at all yesterday. But you had hundreds of illegals in a melee with Texas Guard there at the border. It looked like a medieval battle. And there's dust everywhere. And the video footage, just the way it was lit and the angle, I mean, it was very captivating video. The fact that they didn't have that on their evening newscast, that's a journalistic decision to ignore something that is great video.
I think that's a good illustration of the depth of their ideological capture, I guess is the fancy word people use these days. But their ideology trumped not only their, you know, their truth-telling and their patriotism, but it even trumped their greed. Because, you know, as TV news people and news website operators, it's all about the clicks, man. Those were great clicks. But that's so interesting, though. It took a day. But the ideological types were defeated, apparently, if the Today Show's running this video by A, people who believe in journalism, or more likely, B, people who realize this is really sexy video.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to have known the behind-the-scenes arguing over that. Your argument for why that wasn't on the news last night had to be full of crap.
Oh, my gosh. There can't be one. It's idiotic.
This is going to cause people to think that most illegals are violent, and we don't want to portray that because this is just a couple of hundred people trying to beat down Texas Guard. It's not representative of the average beleaguered.
Oh, my God. Did you say illegals? The term, all of a sudden, for reasons nobody can cite, is migrants. Please use migrants. Right. Again, where'd that come from and why? Anyway, the theme continues. In a way, have a great gender bending madness update later on. We'll get to it at some point. The other day I was reading from a piece that said the transgender craze is over. Friends, I beg of you to hear my words. This is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. We're going to have to work hard for a long time to stamp out this madness. But along with the gender, yes,
I love it when you quote Churchill, especially when you say, in the morning, though, I will be sober and you will still be ugly. That's my favorite Churchill quote.
That may be my favorite quote from anybody. Mr. Churchill, you are drunk. Yes. But in the morning, I will be sober, but you will still be ugly. At any rate, where were we? Along with the gender-bending madness coming to more and more people's attention, so people are starting to push against it, the fake racism madness that was a conflagration, sometimes literally, after the George Floyd thing, is starting to get people's attention. Y'all activists like us, we've been aware of this stuff and fighting against it for a long time, the whole woke DEI, Black Lives Matter crap. But I think Mr. and Mrs. America, and particularly Mr. and Mrs. I'm a suburban person, I've got a college degree of good conscience, are starting to, like the TV executives not running that video, starting to realize, wow, this is crazy. I really need to admit this is crazy on the racism front. To wit, Michael, we need, and I'm sorry, I should have warned you, clip 67 here. This is a young woman by the name of Dani Lalonders, who is a game developer, as in video games.
I have a team of 21 right now for Validate. It's a pretty big team. It's a crazy big team for indie games. But who is your team? Validate has a team of mostly all people of color. We have no white people on our team. I did that because I wanted to create a safe environment. And I know the best way for an environment to be safe is to be around people who are just like me. And I'm not saying that white people in the industry are creating safe, unsafe environments. I'm not saying that. That is not what I'm saying. I am saying that sometimes it is hard to work with white people because they think that something may be okay, but it was really a microaggression. And no one wants to deal with that while you're trying to make a game that they love.
All right, so she's a segregationist, and that used to be out of fashion, but if you're the right person, you get to advocate for it.
Well, first of all, I've been saying this for many, many years. Diversity generally is code for, I want more people that look like me. I need to live in a more diverse neighborhood. But if you went to a neighborhood where everybody was your skin color, whatever it is, you'd be perfectly happy.
Yeah, that's not diverse at all.
So right. you want more people like you, which is fine. That's perfectly normal. I think it just seems to be human nature.
Every word used by the woke is a code word. They do not say what they mean. Diversity doesn't mean diversity. It means more people who think like me. And generally, it's people of color because we have a thing about that in the country. And so it's a great dodge. Anyway, that's just Exhibit A. Then you have Microsoft bragging about paying minorities more than whites for the same work. Every bit as illegal as violating federal law as the racist gal we just heard from. They're faking backlash after bragging in a recent diversity report that they pay white employees less than racial minorities in similar roles. The report boasts that Asian employees make more than both black and white employees with matching job titles, levels, and tenure. Microsoft touts in its 2023 diversity and inclusion report its pay equity agenda, where they specifically and intentionally pay people differently by race. How is this happening?
Yeah, how's that possibly legal?
James Lindsay, from whom I got that wisdom about every word is a code word with the woke people, and you just need to know what they mean, what the code means, pointed out that you have these consultant firms putting out how-tos for positive discrimination, what it is and how you can implement it. Positive discrimination refers to preferential treatment aimed at bringing underrepresented groups to the level of equity in the workplace. And one of the things James gets into with his usual clarity and eloquence is that There's no such thing as positive discrimination. If one person is discriminated against positively and there was another person going for that job, by definition, if you gave that person 55, you gave the other person 45%. So it's just good old discrimination, no matter what sort of idiotic, transparent code words you use. And I'm looking at the clock. We need to skip ahead to the punchline, which is too bad because I got some more good stuff. But even the New York Times, in a highly placed article today, the ACLU said a worker used racist tropes and fired her. But did she? Civil Liberties Group is defending itself in an unusual case that weighs what kind of language may be evidence of bias against black people. Stay tuned for unintentional hilarity. So this woman, Kate O., O-H, she's Korean-American, she's a bit of a firebrand, worked for the ACLU. She was no one's idea of a go-along-to-get-along employee. She unleashed unsparing critics of her superiors, sending long blistering emails to human resources complaining about what she described as a hostile workplace. You know, I need to pause now. I'm reminded of the Socialists of America with their conference where they just can't get anything done because everybody keeps throwing their wokeisms at each other. And so this woman works for the ACLU and is constantly complaining that it's a hostile workplace. And now they've fired her for making it a hostile workplace. But anyway, she had all sorts of complaints about sexism, unmanageable workloads, a fear-based culture. Then the tables turned. This is where it gets interesting. And Ms. O was the one slapped with an accusation of serious misconduct. The ACLU said her complaints about several superiors, all of whom were black, used racist stereotypes. Oh, boy. You're about to hear some racist stereotypes on the air, all right? Prepare yourself. The ACLU acknowledges that Ms. O never used any kind of racial slur, but the group says her use of certain phrases and words demonstrated a pattern of willful anti-black animus. Here you go. Brace yourselves now. In one instance, according to court documents, she told a black superior that she was afraid to talk to him. Oh, telling a black person you're afraid. Dog whistle. In another, she told a manager that their conversation was chastising. Oh, another dog whistle, I guess. And in a meeting, she repeated a satirical phrase likening her boss's behavior to suffering beatings.
Oh, wow. So your boss...
That's right. She used the beatings will continue until morale improves joke. That's so time-worn, it's a cliche, but it's amusing.
That's funny. If your boss can't chastise you, I don't know. How are they going to...
Well, and the ACLU, and, you know, you almost admire their pluck for even trying this. Trying to claim that an employee said, I'm afraid to bring this up with you. Why? Because I'm black? I felt chastised by you chewing me out in front of others. Why? Because I'm black? And then, yeah, the beatings will continue until morale improves. Ha, ha, ha. Why do you say that? Because I'm black? And I think people are just starting to wake up to this. Even the New York Times, and of course they tap dance like Gregory Hines through this story. But they're saying essentially, the heart of the ACLU's case, arguing for an expansive definition of what constitutes racist or racially coded speech has struck some labor and free speech lawyers as peculiar, since the organization has traditionally protected the right to free expression. People are waking up to how insane, unjust, and brutal all this stuff is and how racist it is. But again, this is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. There's a hell of a lot of work to do.
I was just told in my ear by our executive producer that tap dancing like Gregory Hines, famous tap dancer, is a microaggression. So
he's a brilliant tap dancer who I've admired since I was a child.
Because you've layered.
Whether he's black or not. Savion Glover. What am I supposed to do about the fact that the three greatest tap dancers of the last century have been black men? What do you want me to do about that? Again, that's a perfect indication of how stupid all of this is.
Speaking of the New York Times, this piece that just came out on why we're not having children anymore will be hilarious to you if you have kids and you're raising them and doing all the stuff that normal people do. We got to jump into the fact that Trump is going to have his kids' childhood home seized over the weekend. This giant estate, it looks like the state of New York is going to take away from him. Put chains around or something. Kick everybody out. Lots of news on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital say they transplanted a pig's kidney into a living human for the first time. Doctors say the patient, Rick Slayman, a 62-year-old man, had been desperately sick on dialysis. Since the transplant 5 days ago, Slayman is recovering well and could soon go home. If this transplant is successful and future research shows it's safe, doctors hope it could pave the way for an endless supply of pig kidneys and make the need for long-term dialysis obsolete. But that could take years.
That's a bit of a human-centric view of the story. Pigs might be saying,
oh, thanks, signed pigs.
Yeah, pigs are saying, hey, I'm still using this.
Whoa, never-ending supply. I just got the two of them.
But that is something. If finding a kidney no longer is a thing because, you know, there's lots of pigs.
Yeah, we need to track this guy and see how this, continues because I know rejection problems sometimes take a while to surface. But
if we could,
I'm sure he's happy about it.
If the world could somehow, the world of journalism could somehow combine Kate Middleton with government shutdown news, you would have, to me, the least interesting story you could possibly craft. Because I just saw a headline on one TV about the government shutdown and another TV about Kate Middleton. I thought if you could merge those two stories, then you would have reached, like, outer space in terms
of... If the government shuts down, will we be able to see pictures of Kate Middleton, whether altered or not?
Right, exactly. Not enough hubbub, I don't think, about the Biden administration's new announcement about how many electric cars we all got to buy here pretty soon, which ain't going to happen. It just is not going to happen.
No.
But
no.
The EPA tailpipe rule, which the right, or I think people being logical, are calling a ban on gas-powered cars, but the left says, it's not a ban. It's an incentive. We're just incentivizing electric cars by making gas-powered cars so expensive and rare that there's just no way, unless you're super rich, you can drive one. But that's not a ban. It's just an incentive.
We haven't banned gas-powered cars. We've just required that all cars be electric.
Yeah. So last year, 84% of all cars sold in America were powered by internal combustion engines. Even now, in the high water mark of electric cars, 84% were gas-powered cars or diesel-powered vehicles. By 2027, which is just 2.5 years, the government will restrict that to 64%. So you're going to have to get another 20% of people buying electric vehicles in the next 2.5 years.
How? Who's going to do that?
And in the 8 years, the cap will be 29% of cars are run internal combustion. High demand for the few gasoline vehicles still made at that point will drive up prices. And the only people that will be able to afford them are limousine liberals or super rich, you know, right wingers.
Ted Nugent and Nancy Pelosi be riding around in F-250s. One of my all-time favorite Republicans pounce headlines, again, to the just utterly hilarious New York Times, inside the Republican attacks on electric vehicles. President Biden's new rule cutting emissions from vehicle tailpipes has deepened a partisan battle. You know what they never get to? Is the damned facts. They don't even get to, the electric vehicle might cause as much environmental damage as it solves. The electric grid is already straining to the breaking point.
Or how about the fact that the auto industry takes a poll every year? Which kind of car do you want to buy? And 84% of us chose one kind of car. You should report that. I mean, come on.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
The Biden administration sued Apple for allegedly having an illegal monopoly on smartphones. Apple knew something was bad when they received a text from the government that said, "Can we talk?" No one likes that. Yeah, the Biden administration is going after Apple and TikTok. If they go after PlayStation and vaping, Gen Z is going to storm the White House. Enough is enough.
That's a good point. So do you fully understand the whole Apple thing? I don't know if they crossed the line or whatever, but I didn't even realize this was true until somebody pointed it out. That if you don't have an Apple phone and you send me a video, it's all blurry and hard to see. I thought that was just, I don't know. When people sent me videos, I just thought it was, I don't know, bad transmission or something, or their phone sucked or something.
I had no idea of that.
But that's why when I've got friends who've got Android phones send me a video, it's perfectly clear on their phone, but all blurry on my Apple phone. And Apple's doing that on purpose just to try to screw non-Apple phone people, I guess.
Or to make people want to pressure their friends and family to get iPhones. Because
I don't think that worked. I never reached out to my brother, for instance, or anybody else and said, "Hey, could you get an Apple phone so when you send me videos, they're more clear?"
Yeah, I just heard the drive-by version of this, that they thwarted innovative apps and accessories that would make people less dependent on Apple technology. But that's my knowledge of this is an inch deep.
Well, we're both Apple people, so you know when you get a text from somebody and it's not blue or it's green, whichever one it is, when it's a different color, it's not from another iPhone. That's not a big deal.
Well, it's a pain in the arse for my family just because my dad is the only person who doesn't have an iPhone. And so to do group texts or send a picture to the group or whatever, like Judy and I do with our kids, we got a text group we call the Fab Five. And we zap each other all sorts of pictures and memes and greetings and, hey, this happened to me and stuff like that. It's nice. But we can't do that with my dad because he's on the other brand phone. So
my brother's on some sort of phone plan where if you do a group text, he gets charged like a dime or something. So he will not allow group texts because he gets charged a dime for everyone. Oh. So we have to text him individually. He's got a special phone plan. As my dad says, your brother invented the word conservative.
Wow.
I just came across the most hilarious poll I've ever seen before we get to something serious. About the presidential election. This is a CNN poll. Thinking about what you want in a president. Thinking about what you want in a president, Biden's sharpness and stamina are, and here are your three choices, exactly what you want, close enough, or not what you want. So, thinking about what you want in a president, Biden's sharpness and stamina are, 7% chose exactly what you want. That's hilarious. You want a guy who shuffles across the lawn and slurs his words.
Well, that bad at kept care.
I can decode that pretty easily, and that is striking because we all know people answer the poll not to answer the question specifically, but to indicate where they are or what side they're on or that sort of thing. But that question was so well worded, in my opinion. You could only get 7% of hardcore Democrats to say, oh, yeah, he's perfect. He's just what I'm looking for.
Don't mess with him in America unless you want to get the benefit.
Come on, dude. Unless you're just trying to be a troll, yes, which I admire on a certain level. But if you're, yes, come on, it's exactly what you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, you don't want a guy who's too sharp because then he'll be thinking and coming up with ideas.
Right. If he was any sharper, I would answer this differently. Not exactly what I want, because I want him to not remember who's alive and who's dead. I think it's perfect. Anyway, 7% exactly what you want, 24% close enough, and a resounding 69%, let's call it 70, within the margin of error.
Oh, why not?
It's Friday. Even numbers. 70%. Of registered voters, and that's a key, 70% of registered voters say not what you want. That's a high number. I love the 7%. That's exactly right. I love
true international effort to pressure.
He did his best 2 days ago. Biden did his best. I'm going to start jogging now that I've seen yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sad. I'm old enough and I've been studying this stuff long enough to be pretty familiar with all of the presidential elections over the last, 75 years. And even like George McGovern, who was quite famously beaten like a gong by Nixon. I get why he ended up the candidate and how there was still hope, even on election night, that he might surprise. Because there was so much anti-war sentiment in the country and the darkness of the end of the 60s and the early 70s. And people really thirsted for it. No, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't. Going into this one, everybody knows, everybody thinks Biden's senile and an ineffective leader and his policies are terrible and the border is non-existent and we're being overrun and inflation has crushed the hopes and dreams of working class families and the rest of it. We all know this in March. Hell, we knew it last October. And so it's so odd. It's like somebody knowingly driving toward the cliff and saying, I won't be going over this cliff. And that just, it could be unprecedented in American political history. Even Carter had a chance in 1980.
I wasn't going to do this, but I will do it now since we are on the topic. Time Magazine. Is that a thing? Time Magazine. Anyway.
It's a middling website at this point.
Time Magazine. If the election were held tomorrow, more than 30 pollsters, strategists, and campaign veterans from both parties, 30, tell Time Biden would likely lose. The other report, though, is from Politico, saying that the anxiety levels among your influential Democrats over Joe Biden's capability to run have they're calmed down. The combination of the State of the Union address and the fact that he's out there campaigning like crazy, with the most vigorous campaigning he's done ever for president, because in 2019 he couldn't really get out there for COVID, and nobody thought he was going to get out there much more. He's campaigning a lot. He's got several stops every day. So apparently assuaged people's concerns among your powerful Democrats.
He slurs his way through several campaign stops a day. That's correct. Y'all are delusional. That's so sweet. Oh, that's nice that you think the manic, crazed old man shouting at us for an hour and 5 minutes and then slurring his way through campaign stops is somehow proof that he's vital and good and strong.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem.
Well, now that's a threat. And again, I must say for the thousandth time, longtime listeners know this. Forgive me, new listeners. I would really, really prefer the Republican Party come up with somebody a little more steady rolling than Trump. Okay, love a lot of the policies, love the judges. He scares me. He's too mercurial. He's a loose cannon. Not to mention January 6th and the rest of it. So I'm not coming at this as some kind of Trump honk. Not so at all. But I calls him as I sees him. And the idea that Biden is laid to rest, the concerns that is just beyond ridiculous.
Biden will wrap up this post-State of the Union sprint of fundraisers and everything like that, speeches, next week at Radio City Music Hall in New York, where former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are expected to join him, and they're going to pull off what most people think will be the single biggest fundraising event in the history of politics next week at Radio City Music Hall. And Biden already has an unbelievable advantage in cash over Trump. And yesterday, the Republican National Committee decided that Trump can use campaign money to fight his legal problems, which I think is okay given the fact that so many of these things seem so political. It only makes sense to me, but I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I would agree. It's an interesting case and one that it's troubling that we're even having to consider. But I'm sorry, I just keep thinking Bill Clinton, who hasn't been the president in a quarter of a century, is going to make Joe Biden look old. Bill Clinton's going to look young next to Biden, and Clinton's not in great shape. Never mind Barry Obama, who is still, fairly young and vital.
Right. That's funny. The current guy running will come off as quite a bit older than the previous presidents, including one from 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent point.
I mean, can you imagine if W came up on stage and made Trump look old and decrepit? That would say it's a weird dynamic, especially when that's the question. That's the narrative. I mean, Biden being senile, has that been put on the list of issues? It's not an issue per se. I guess it's candidate quality. But I've got to believe that if that were included, maybe with Trump being a loose cannon, what are your greatest concerns? Name three. I got to believe Biden's mental acuity would be way up top, mm-hmm. toward the top, along with immigration and other stuff and inflation. But anyway, that's enough on the electoral politics. I would like to get at some point to something Dave Yost wrote. Dave is the Attorney General of Ohio, and this is a completely nonpartisan discussion. It's about the president, but it's the question of immunity, presidential immunity from prosecution after he leaves office, and what standard there ought to be. And I just thought it was a really, really interesting discussion. So I hope we can squeeze that in at some point.
And if you are parenting or have parented children, you're going to like this opinion piece in the New York Times about why people aren't having kids anymore. And I'm sure you will feel sorry for them, among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
No winners yet. The Mega Millions at $977 million and growing. Powerball on Saturday, $750 million and growing.
Either one of those would be fine. I've yet to buy a lottery ticket.
Powerball!
There's a guy up on TV.
That's right, son.
There's a guy up on TV right now. He's 65 years old. He won $1.7 billion. I guess it was the biggest lottery win ever. They're interviewing him. 65, and you all of a sudden are wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. I don't know what his situation was before, but I'm sure he wasn't wealthy beyond his wildest dreams. That'd be quite the head spinner, wouldn't it? You're toward the end of your life, and now I can do anything. Kind of had an idea what I was going to do, but now everything is a possibility.
Right. I'm an odd duck, I realize, but I was having a lottery fantasy yesterday. I was kind of daydreaming while I was waiting for a meeting to start, and
harem?
And the harem. Hilarious. I don't have the energy. I can barely handle one woman. All of my thinking was about the logistics. How to keep it secret, how to contact a lawyer, how to just everything it took to keep my name out of anybody's
sound
mouth.
Fun and relaxing, which is what you'd hope you'd get out of winning $1 billion. You're not thinking speedboat and diamond necklace?
But you got to get past the first part, which is why I'm not going to end up beaten to death in a strip club parking lot if I win.
Right. Or raising some new babies. Speaking of that, from the New York Times today, why are we having fewer children? Which I find to be a fascinating topic. If you listen to the show, you know my view on it is some sort of subconscious in our DNA thing that's going on where we're just not under threat and et cetera, and we're not repopulating. I don't think it's a conscious decision at all, but everybody else seems to, and I'm an outlier. This is from somebody.
It could be both, but back to you.
When I returned to work this fall after giving birth to my first child, I ran headlong into the near impossible math of balancing career, parenting, and self-care in a country with a workist culture and paltry family policies.
Okay.
Anybody who has or is raising kids want to weigh in on that at all?
We survived it fine, sweetheart. We wish you luck.
Yeah, and so did our parents, and you can go back as far as you want, and there were fewer and fewer family policies the further you get from today going backwards. And everybody did it and muddled through somehow and seemed to be just fine. And the whole workist culture, self-care is like my least favorite term.
Well, maybe you ought to practice a little more of it there. I mean, number one, you're looking run down. Number two, your elbows all scaly and rough. Come on, self-care.
When I returned to work this fall after giving birth to my first child, I ran headlong into the near impossible math of balancing career, parenting, and self-care in a country with a workist culture and paltry family policies. Though I always imagined having two kids to give each of them a chance at the close relationship I have with my brother. And he talks about how great his brother is. Then he says, I knew the logistics would only get harder with a second. How do parents corral two kids through the action-packed gauntlet between daycare pickups, dinner, and bedtime? Despite my frantic TikTok searches for two under two evening routines, I cannot fathom actually pulling it off.
Oh, my
Lord. I know.
My frantic TikTok searches, they haven't come up with that. First of all, wait, didn't you say this person gave birth and now you're calling them he? Is this a transgender thing or what? Birthing person? Are you one of those weird woke types?
It's a woman.
What's the matter with you? Okay.
On the Urza Klein Show this week, we're featuring two episodes examining why a shrunken sense of possibility is becoming a norm across most of the world when it comes to having children.
I just wonder when your child is a little bigger whether their whining will drown out your own, sweetheart.
So this is someone who's a columnist for the New York Times, which by definition makes you an elite and a privileged person and more secure and better off than practically anybody who's ever existed on Earth as a percentage. And you're just stating for a fact that it's impossible to raise a kid. And certainly two is out of the question. Are you kidding? I mean, how do you say that out loud without embarrassment?
Because the culture of look at me, look how put upon I am, is ingrained to the marrow of a lot of people. The highest thing you can be is a victim. This has been true for a long time. The best thing you can do to get attention is to complain and explain how hard everything is.
But isn't this person insinuating that it's harder now than it has ever been to have one kid and raise them?
Yeah,
Who are you kidding?
Yeah, because of our workist culture and TikTok's lack of usable hints or something.
Talk to your parents or your grandparents or anybody old and tell them that it's harder now than it's ever been. Are you kidding? Really? It's just insane. Despite my frantic TikTok searches for 202 evening routines, I cannot fathom actually pulling off having two children.
So this woman is, like, researching the possibility of having a second child by looking at whether TikTok has advice on how to pull it off.
Right.
Wow, that's just too much.
I know. That's what I thought. That's why I wanted to read this. I thought it was hilarious.
My head is, I don't want to be unkind. I really don't.
I do. I want to be horribly unkind. You're a soft, right, whiny, you're probably not a moron. I mean, you're a columnist for the New York Times. You're obviously not a moron. But you are soft and whiny.
Oh, yeah, intelligence and wisdom are two scales that are, there is no correlation.
Good
none.
God, suck it up, Buttercup. Figure it out like every other parent on Earth always has. Jesus.
Oh, we need so much more of this. We need less mamby-pamby and more drill sergeant. I like this side of you, Jack.
I ran headlong into the winds of trying to keep up my self-care. Yes, yeah, so is every other parent. Self-care. You barely have time to take a shower or eat.
I'm glad you said shower.
He is like a little baby.
Oh, in our workist culture, shut the hell up.
Oh, boy. You. I can't improve on shut up, Buttercup.
That crowd. And imagine that person hangs out with other people in Manhattan who agree as they sit around some fancy, expensive restaurant.
Our lives are so hard. Can I get another Cosmo hair? So hard.
Right. Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.